I would point your attention to the Old Testament book of Micah. The Old Testament book of Micah. And I'm reading there at the 5th chapter and verse 2. Micah, the 5th chapter and verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. 700 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Micah identified the birthplace of the Lord Jesus Christ. As prophecy and time began to converge, it appeared that perhaps the prophecy was incorrect, because at that particular time, Mary and Joseph were in Nazareth. But God has a timetable, and he knows how to keep time. And so just prior to the fulfillment of our Lord being born in the little town of Bethlehem, there was a ruler by the name of Augustus Caesar who came to the conclusion that he ought to offer or exact a tax offering on his empire. And the order read that all Jewish families were to report to their tribal homes. And so at that particular time, Mary and Joseph, under the demand of law, were ordered back to their tribal home of Bethlehem. Upon arriving, they found no room. No room for the birth of the Savior. No room for the King of Glory. No room for the one who had made this world. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Nevertheless, because there was a stall, and an interesting tradition says that this stall was an actual cave in which they kept animals. Nevertheless, he was born in a donkey's feed box, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And those swaddling clothes, beloved, were the poorest of materials, because you will recall Mary and Joseph were very poor people. Now this great gift, the gift of the creator of the universe, he who spoke and the worlds came into existence, he who commanded and spangled the heavens with the septillions of stars, had no place but a manger to be born. Oh, but there were wise men on a hill, and they were following a star. And they came, and they didn't come empty-handed. They came with gifts. Because as they were studying their astrology, they were stargazers. They noticed there was one star that was not supposed to be there. And this star visibly moved, and they followed that star. And then they came to where the star stopped. It was Bethlehem. The scripture says Mary was there, so was Joseph, and the baby Jesus, the King of the universe. And then it says the wise men who had followed the star to this location bowed down and worshiped him, the baby. Let us follow the star this morning.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Let's try that again, shall we? Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Auntie, please bear with them. Everyone say mele.
Mele.
Everyone say kaliki.
Kaliki.
Everyone say maka.
Maka.
Let's put it all together. Mele kaliki maka. Kako. That means everybody. The young people have gotten together to present with you the Wahewa Seventh-day Adventist Church's Christmas special program. This is taking an enormous amount of effort on the part of Sister Sharon Quick, Sister Wanda Valencia, and the patience of all the parents and guardians from near and far. And I would like to say on their behalf, thank you for coming to watch our young people present to you their heart-filled message. They're just not out in the back playing basketball after church. They are learning. They're not out there playing soccer after church. They're learning. And we, as their leaders, need to exemplify the characteristics of the season. Just to give you a personal account, at Oakwood College, that is, where I grew up, we didn't observe Christmas. So it's the time of the season because we get so commercialized. We get caught up in the money, but we forget that this entire season is about Jesus. And these young people are ready to present for you this portion of our service here today. Are they ready? All ready. I'm done. We'll see you in the next segment.
It is for angels appearing so bright, telling of Jesus that first Christmas night. And suddenly, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts. Luke 2:13.
Be as for Bethlehem, crowded and old, birthplace of Jesus, prophet foretold. But thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler of Israel. Michael 5:2.
She is for cattle, their manger his bed, there in the trough where he laid his head. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and laid him, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Isaiah 2:7.
He is for David on his throne alone, promised to Jesus forever foretold. He is the greatest, the son of the highest, promised to his father David. Luke 1:32.
E is for east, where shone the bright star, which magi on camels followed afar. Behold, there came wise men from the east asking, where is the king of the Jews? Matthew 2:1-2.
F is for frankincense, myrrh, gold and myrrh, brought by magi. Bought by wise men, as Matthew foretold, they bought, and with they opened the treasures. They presented gifts of of frankincense, myrrh, and gold.
Jesus, for God, who from the heaven above sent down to mankind the Son of his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. H is for Herod, whose murderous scheme was told to Joseph in a nocturnal dream. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, saying, Arise and take the young child and flee away into Egypt, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Matthew 2:13.
I is for Emmanuel, God with us, for Christ brought man back to the Father's house. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. J is for Joseph, so noble and just, obeying God's word with absolute trust. And then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto his wife. Matthew 1:24.
Amen. K is for king, a true king he would be, coming in power and authority. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king has cometh into thee. He is just and having salvation. Zechariah 9:9.
L is for love that he brought down to earth, God in flesh and lowly birth. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9.
Boy, I didn't know they had ABCs of Christmas. I learned something. And we're expecting, coming up next, a message and song from Stephanie Dorsey. Mary, did you know?
She ready?
Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed a little baby, you kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary. the great I am. Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Very good. Excellent. Over the years, her whole voice just gets better and better and better. Our youth class is going to present to you a very special skit entitled Someone Important.
This is a skit that expounds on the scene in Bethlehem in which Joseph and a very pregnant Mary are unable to find a room at the inn after traveling all the way from Nazareth. In the opening scene, the owner of the inn is explaining how he is saving his finest room for a visiting dignitary, having heard of Caesar Augustus' order to return unto one's home of record to be counted in the census. The owner is explaining to his wife about the need to reserve the best room in the inn for someone important. It is about the 10th hour of the day and the sun is just setting. And Caesar's decree, hear ye, to all peoples of Israel, with respect to his highness, Caesar Augustus, you are hereby ordered to report to the city where you were born to be registered for an official Roman census. As we open, the inn owner has been inspecting his best room and found it not to his liking.
Woman, where are you?
Get out now, what do you want?
Where are your wife and son? They're supposed to clean the guest room.
Well, they've already left for their night watch over the flocks.
Oh yes, the shepherds. Those guys will never want to anything. If they listen to me, they might actually need someone important.
How do you know someone like that is going to need a room tonight?
Are you kidding me? Come on, haven't you heard about Caesar's decree? Everyone born in this miserable town has to return to be registered. And this is where you and I profit. Get it? Profit.
So you really think someone like a priest or a Levite is just going to show up here needing a room? Everyone knows they have their room set up well in advance. They don't just show up needing a room.
Of course I do. Somebody around here has to do the thinking. Certainly isn't one of my staff. Now go clean that room.
Yeah, whatever.
Mary and Joseph are approaching the city limits. It's now dark and Mary is already having contractions. She's ready to give birth. Joseph approaches the inn and speaks with the owner about renting a room. But the owner's expecting someone important, not a dirt poor peasant and his pregnant wife. He doesn't want a screeching newborn baby to disturb his other paying guests, and he is still looking for that elusive important person to rent his finest room.
Oh, Mary, we're almost there. Can you see the city wall? How are you doing?
I'm okay, Joseph, but we need to find a place quickly. I think he's going to be born tonight.
Oh, the owner. I remember there's a place inside the city wall. The owner always keeps a guest room nice and tidy. Hopefully it's open and we can use it.
Oh Lord, you promised to take care of your handmaiden, so I leave all things in your hands. Amen.
Did you see my hand?
Excuse me, sir. Do you have the room to rent? You see, my wife is...
I'm sorry, sir, but we have no rooms available.
Oh, but you don't see... My wife is pregnant. It doesn't have to be.
I'm sorry, but if you came by earlier, I could have accommodated you with the room. But now the sun has set and all my rooms are full, so you have to try somewhere else in town.
I'm sorry, Mary, but we don't have any room. Guess we have to go somewhere else.
Excuse me. I couldn't help overhearing your need for a place to stay. We have a manger. It's not much, but it does have clean straw and water. Perhaps I could...
We'll take it.
Blessed be the Lord God in heaven, that shall repay you greatly for your kindness.
And may the Lord God bless you with a child after his own image. All right, come with me.
Johnny's got wings. We're going to be blessed with a song from the Heavenly Voices Choir. And they're going to be singing for you, Isn't He? Thank you.
Thank you.